Red Cross vehicles carried a third group of hostages out of Gaza today as the temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas continues. Today's group included Abigail Edan, a four-year-old with dual Israeli-American citizenship. About an hour ago, President Joe Biden welcomed her release.
Thank God she's home. A little shy. I guess can't imagine the enjoyment and the I wish I were there to hold her.
He said today's developments are proof that the temporary ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas is working and worth pursuing further. Israel just announced the release of 39 Palestinian prisoners, upholding its part of the agreement. Yesterday, there were concerns about the deal when Hamas initially delayed releasing hostages. For details, we're joined now by NPR's Greg Myrie in Tel Aviv. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Sarah.
What is the latest with the release of today's hostages?
Well, things are going pretty smoothly, it seems, today. Hamas released these 14 Israeli hostages and three foreign nationals. Some of these Israelis have dual nationalities. This includes American-Israeli Abigail Edan, who turned 4 years old on Friday. We should note both her parents were killed in the Hamas attack last month. She does have two surviving siblings. Now, there was a slightly different exit procedure from Gaza today. The past couple days, the freed hostages have been driven out of the southern end of Gaza into Egypt and then to Israel. A little circuitous, but that was sort of the safest, most secure way to do it. Today, the Israelis, for the most part, were taken out directly from central Gaza and straight into Israel. This was because an Israeli woman in her 80s had some serious health issues and needed to be flown urgently by helicopter to a hospital. And as you noted, Israel says it has just released 39 Palestinian prisoners.
Okay, Greg, President Biden has seemed to indicate he would like to see this temporary ceasefire continue. What did you make of his remarks?
Yeah, he was speaking in Nantucket, and he said, quote, "I'd like to see the pause go on for as long as the hostages keep coming out." So this today was day three of a planned four-day pause, and if it goes as planned tomorrow, we would have about 50 Israeli hostages who have been freed and 150 Palestinian prisoners. So that seems to be on track for now. And if the ceasefire holds through Monday, there is a sort of clause in this agreement that says it can be extended a day at a time for six more days. And both sides would have to keep freeing additional people that they're holding. So as we've heard, Biden and their other leaders would like to see it extended. And so Israel may face some pressure to keep it going. But Israel's been pretty clear. They say they don't want this ceasefire to go on for more than 10 days. And at that point, they will resume military operations against Hamas. We should also note something today. The Israeli leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, made an unannounced visit into northern Gaza to meet with some Israeli troops in areas that they control. And he said, quote, "We are going all the way," in reference to his goal of destroying Hamas.
Now, as you've said, we did see some problems and delays yesterday with this deal. Could that hamper efforts to further extend the ceasefire?
Yeah, it certainly could. Hamas delayed the release yesterday. It claimed that not enough humanitarian aid was reaching northern Gaza, which it says is part of the ceasefire agreement. Now, Israel said aid trucks were going into northern Gaza. Qatar, which has been the main broker of this ceasefire, stepped in, as did Egypt and the United States. So it seems like it was sorted out today. We have seen more aid going into Gaza. The last couple days, about 200 trucks a day have been going in, far more than we'd seen at any time in the previous 7 weeks before the ceasefire took effect. So on the one hand, the additional aid is helping. On the other hand, it could be a sticking point as we try to extend the ceasefire.
That's NPR's Greg Myrie reporting from Tel Aviv. Thank you, Greg.
Sure thing, Sarah.